Answer Scholarship is rooted in longing. Everyone who becomes part of this organization has this in common: longing to make a difference and longing for something different.
My mother never went to college. Well, she went 1 year and then she married my dad. And then my grandmother never forgave my father for that because she never finished. And so as growing up, I remember being about 4 years old knowing I was going to go to college. And when I graduated from high school, my parents had divorced and there was no money for me to go, but it had already been instilled in me that I was going. So I just had to figure out a way to pay for it.
That's the voice of Susan Anderson, founder of the Answer Scholarship, a scholarship program for mothers. You may think you know this story. Mom fights her way through school and turns around to help other moms. Plot twist. No, that's not Susan's story. She didn't attend college as a mom. Finding the answer to the big question about the contribution she is called to make was not that simple.
So I was very fortunate when a local organization came alongside and offered me a 4-year partial scholarship to UNC Charlotte. And it made all the difference in the world for me. And after I graduated from college, I would sit down and write out my check every month for my student loans. And I thought, you know, one day when this thing's paid off, one day I want to pay this forward, because it just truly impacted my life, the scholarship.
That quiet moment of paying bills was how Susan's vision of contribution began to take shape. Susan knew she wanted to help women go to college, but some of the details about specifically which women took shape over time.
My former husband was heavily involved in overseas missions, and I looked around my city and I was like, wow, there's so much to be done in our own backyard.
Over time, Susan grew a business as a Mary Kay sales director. Her day-to-day work was almost exclusively with women in their homes, and that gave her an insight.
I knew that if you educate a mother, you would somehow impact her children. I really didn't know to what extent. I just had this feeling. I'm very intuitive. I just had this feeling that, you know, that these kids sit around and watch mom, something good is going to happen and you will impact their life and help change the trajectory of their life. And if you can change one family, then, you know, you start to slowly change a community.
Decades after that longing to give back while writing a student loan payment check, Susan's contribution took on a tangible form.
The opportunity came in 2005 when I had a light bulb moment. And one day I was sitting in my car and just got this inspiration that it was time to move forward and do what I always said I wanted to do and start a scholarship. And I thought, okay, well, that's, you know, I'll start a nonprofit. So I talked to my CPA and I said, I'm going to start a nonprofit and I want to help a couple of women go to school. I just wanted to help out 3 or 4 women a year. And you know how it is when you go to paint your house, one thing leads to 12 mm-hmm. others. Well, the scholarship program is the same thing. And our last luncheon we had 2 years ago before the pandemic, we had, you know, 125 in the room.
Susan's longing to pay forward the kindness she received had a big impact on the lives of over 100 women and countless others who are the friends, family, and co-workers of these scholars. Let me introduce you to 4 of those 101 women. We are going to follow these women through their journey with Answer Scholarship. Let's get a picture of who they were and what was going on in their lives in the moments before they discovered Answer. This is Amanda.
I'm the director of the STEM program at Winthrop University. So I recruit high school students who are interested in STEM majors. Graduated from high school, went straight into college at Winthrop. I worked at Carowinds. Great. But I started in their human resource department mm-hmm. in the off season and found that I had good skills there. And so I was more motivated to do something I was good at than to put in the work of college.
So she stopped attending college and worked on building her career. Things were going really great. She
worked, got married, had 4 children, And college was just this thing that I regretted I never did.
Amanda's career progressed.
But then my position was eliminated in budget cuts. That was 2008, I believe, when the recession hit. So I spent about a year looking for work. I couldn't find work. And I told my husband, I said, you know, I can't find work. We're struggling. What do we do? And he said, you know, honey, you always regretted not going to college. Why don't you go back?
Now, let me introduce you to our next scholar, MJ.
So I am MJ Vang, and I am a senior at Queen's University, Answer scholar, and mother of two kids, boy and a girl, and a wife, and also a suicide survivor. My kids are, my daughter just turned 9, and then my son is 2.
Like Amanda, MJ started college right after high school, but life took her in another direction.
My parents had always encouraged me, you know, to pursue college, a higher education, because that was the answer, like post-secondary education specifically. I did go to college, and I decided to, I got married very young because I was also pregnant. And so within our culture, it's expected to get married. You know, once you're pregnant. I am Hmong American. Forgot to mention that. That's part of my identity.
In case you're not familiar, Hmong is an ethnic group native to Southeast Asia.
I was 19. I mean, I was going through life just very young and just also confused. And I think a slight rebelliousness in me, too.
The path was bumpy for MJ. But with some help, she found her way.
I flunked out of there and I ended up at Fresno City Community College. And then went there for a little bit, dropped out, and I think I returned and then dropped out again. It wasn't until my second suicide attempt that I, you know, after I really immersed myself in vulnerability and honestly, too, the Behavioral Health Center in Davidson, they're amazing. Shout out to them if they listen to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they are amazing. Big Joe, the therapist there who facilitated the group therapy, he really changed my life. And then as soon as I was discharged from the facility there, I went home and then I think I gave myself maybe a couple of months. And after that, I registered for Central Piedmont Community College, graduated there with honors.
MJ was firmly on the path to a brighter future. The next scholar I'd like to introduce you to also became a mom at a young age, which put a kink in her educational plans. Meet Nakio.
I didn't finish school because I had my son. And so I dropped out of school and just kind of lost it at that point. So between like the ages of 15 to like maybe 20, just kind of no sense of direction. So around like, I think when I was 21, I kind of started to say something had to change because I have to raise him. So that's when around that time I went back to school to get my diploma. Adult diploma. So adult graduation from high school.
After she graduated from high school, Nakia went on to culinary school and worked in catering for over a decade. In 2017, she adopted her 4-year-old cousin. Like all of our scholars, a big life event unleashed the longing for more changed inside her.
I had went back to school that same year, beginning of the year. I was like, something had to change. The cooking isn't it. Something definitely has to change. So that's when I went back and signed up at Gardner Webb. Like, okay, criminal justice, human services, gonna put that together.
I have just one more scholar to introduce you to. And maybe you've guessed it already. It's me. I'm Decora. 2 weeks before graduation from high school, I found out that I was pregnant, which would normally throw just a small kink in your plan, but my grandmother was determined for me to go to college. So she began to pay out of pocket. Little did we know, a month later, she would be diagnosed with cancer. A month after that, she would pass away. This left me and my newly born son homeless. Lost, with no money and nowhere to go, I fell into a trap of a marriage to a very abusive man. To escape that man, I left and moved to North Carolina, where I was in a shelter. During my time at the shelter, while rebuilding my life, I was able to do an internship program at CPCC Community College. While there, I watched the other students and I said, I could do this. That began my college career. At this point of our story, Susan and each of the scholars are at an inflection point in their lives. You probably had a similar moment. Or maybe this moment is now. You want to change. You feel the longing for something more. Maybe you are like Amanda, and it's a moment of uncertainty that is a catalyst for you. Or maybe you're like MJ, and your healing journey brings you to this point. Or Nakio, and you have a big challenge ahead, and you know you need to grow to meet it. Or like me, starting a new exciting journey. For all of us, the next question is how? Join me for the next episode in this series as we find out how answer became the answer for each of our scholars.
Help my mom to go to college by donating to Answer Scholarship. Go to www.answerscholarship.org and click donate.